What's going on, Dan and Dalton? FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Little rain on your windshield this morning.
That's what that is.
That's what that is.
Third time's a charm.
And maybe another little rain event on Saturday night as this cold front rolls on in here and changes everything for a few days. More on that as we go along here today. It's 8:35.
It could be in the 20s when we start our broadcast on Tuesday morning.
I know.
Downtown.
And Monday's going to be no picnic either.
No.
So we're going to have a couple of cold days in a row to start the week, and by Wednesday it'll be about 70 degrees. Go blank and figure.
Yeah, well, it'll be warming up on Tuesday, too, throughout the day, which is good news for the parades that are going on, but also great news for an event coming up at Topgolf. And
in
to discuss that with us, George Spurlock of Presley Roofing. And he came in to talk with us not long ago about the South Alabama Home Building Academy, a great project that's in the works here. And, George, thanks for coming in with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here again. Thank you all.
George, let's hit on this academy again real quick. Explain what it is. Explain the – I know it's the template was from Birmingham or Huntsville.
Huntsville, yeah.
And you're excited because it's starting to make an impact down here.
That's right.
Talk about that, and then we'll get to the event.
So it's really the brainchild of the Home Builders Association of Metro Mobile here, who had seen what they were doing in Huntsville at the – North Alabama Home Building Academy, and just saw the success they had. They've graduated over 600 students in 5.5 years.
Wow.
Have a 90%+ retention rate in the trade that they studied at the academy.
That seems like an incredible number.
It really does.
Well, and it's because people are very serious about, you know, changing their career. Even though we have a starting age at 17 years and older, Up in Huntsville, their average student age is 30 years old. So you're looking at people that have a career that they're not satisfied with. Maybe they want to make a change. They've always wanted to go into the trades. The trades are becoming more and more attractive now. Now that, you know, people are saying AI is taking jobs or whatever's happening.
Yeah.
And so we have a critical shortage. We've had a critical shortage. And so this, for us down here, we feel like we're playing catch up. We're a few years behind.
Yeah. So the home builders, the businesses themselves, the people that run these businesses, they're at a deficit in terms of the personnel and the people on the ground. So this feeds right into them.
Right.
And so it's a win-win. Somebody's going to secure their future in a way.
Yeah.
And that really hits me about all those folks who are midstream that are graduating the academy up in Huntsville, 30 and older.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, we talked about last time that the average age, and it's shocking, the average age of a person in the trades now is in the upper 50s, like 58 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I just turned 60, and so it's hard for me to imagine that the average person doing the trades these days, that average age is right there at my age.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling like I'm getting towards the sunset of my career.
Yeah.
But one of the things that makes this just really special for us that are involved with it at the, you know, at the genesis of it down here in South Alabama is, number one, if they are eligible to work in the United States, they're 17 years or older, and they pass a drug screen, they're scholarshiped in.
Yeah.
There is no cost for them. And not only that, when we do the job fair at the end of the – when they graduate – if they land a job as a result of the job fair, we're going to give them their first set of tools to go on the job.
That's amazing.
Right. So they're going to go on the job not being completely clueless, because that's what's happening a lot in the trades.
Hmm.
We're so desperate for people that we're grabbing people, somebody's uncle, I mean, nephew or whatever, and we're going to train them day one and they know nothing.
Right. They're being trained on the job, which is not the best practice. Right.
So when they leave our academy, they're going to know how to read a tape. They're going to know how to handle many of the power tools that many of them will never lay their hands on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to go with the basic skills. Now, they're not going to be an expert. They're going to be a novice, but they will not be completely clueless, because we're going to try to replicate the on-the-job site kind of scenario as best we can. And you think about it, if we're able to offer a nighttime, so you're working your retail or whatever job that you're trying to get out of, that career you're trying to change, you can work it during the day, 5:30 to 8:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, two nights a week, you can really, you know, create a new future for yourself.
Yeah, and I love that just from the point of view of the student, the person who wants to make a career shift or whatever it may be that brings them to the South Alabama Home Building Academy. If you have a proper head on your shoulders, you've got to be looking at that as nothing but great opportunity, because, you know, you ought to be able to get hired if you have these certain skills and you're willing to put the work in.
Yeah, and that's why we have such a good retention rate historically, is because people that come to the academy are serious about making a change. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have that element. Maybe it's the younger element, or somebody that thinks that, I just want to learn how to flip a house. This is not for them. This is for, if you're going to get into electrical, you're serious about becoming an electrical apprentice or journeyman, whatever, and you want to open your own business at some point. You know, you want to build a career as an electrician. That's what we provide you with the basics there.
We're talking with George Spurlock. He's with Presley Roofing. We're talking about South Alabama Home Building Academy, and they have an event coming up. But as far as the academy goes, so really kind of five, I guess, categories, right? Like you've got, so HVAC, mm-hmm. roofing, yep. electrical, is it plumbing?
Uh-huh.
What am I missing?
There's carpentry.
Carpentry, okay. Yep. And so, a lot of people, you know, they hobby in these things.
Right.
And they've been thinking for years, man, I could do this, you know, every day, and I wouldn't hate it. Right. And so they can jump into whatever kind of suits them there. And what's kind of the response been since you started laying this out that this class is coming up?
Incredible, to be honest with you. Those of us, there's four of us on the board, and we have two special advisors to the board. And we've been emotionally affected by the outpouring of support. We've literally had no negative feedback.
Wow.
From whether it's our civic leaders, whether it's folks like yourselves, when we're talking to our warm market, our friends, our family, the people we go to church with, the people we work with, you know, everyone is like eyes wide open, like, yeah. Wow, this is really incredible.
Yeah.
And there are other things being done in Baldwin County and other places, trade training, but to do this at this scale, we feel like what's going to happen is, going into 2026, so January 8th is our first class. Every 10 weeks, we will start a new class.
Okay.
We feel like that this is going to go at such a rate that we will end up adding what they did in Huntsville, which will be an accelerated course, a daytime course mm-hmm. for people who that schedule makes sense. Because I think we're going to have a waiting list that'll be too long mm-hmm. for people to not want to wait 10 more weeks before they can get into the class.
So for all these different skills, where do you find the instructors? Who are the people that are teaching them?
It's people that are doing the job. We want people. If a person is newly retired, great. They've got the skill set and the experience. You know, they got to have the moxie to be able to relate to people.
Sure.
To want to help people and be patient with people who have, in many cases, no idea about the field which they've decided to get mm-hmm. into. Mm. And so that would be me if I decided to go through the academy in HVAC. I would have no clue where to start. So we get people who are in the, and we're building our instructor base right now.
Okay.
We're still looking for a few, but it's people who are doing the job and people who have a passion for it. Some of our corporate sponsors, our trade sponsors, are actually sending some of their top people to be our instructors.
Yeah.
Because it's a win-win, you know, it's a give and take. They're giving back and they're getting a lot in return.
Well, and these instructors, I'm sure they know what they're doing. If you need anyone up there to show the class how to not do it, I'd be willing to come there. I might get injured, but I'll do it for the team.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about this event you have mm-hmm. coming up on Tuesday. And it's at Topgolf, which I know yes. and love Topgolf, so it's a great place to have a get-together. What is it all about Tuesday?
It's really, so the Home Builders Association here in Metro Mobile is, they're putting on the event for Saha. And what we're really going to be doing is, it's an opportunity for us to thank some of the people that are helping us get it off the ground. We mentioned to you last time Goodwill of Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm. They have big donation with the facility,
with
right?
the facility. It's a 15,000 square foot of facility that is beautiful. I mean, it'll be a gold standard for what many home builders associations across the country are actually looking to us and to Huntsville to try to replicate it. So,
sure.
So we hope to set a gold standard. So we want to bring all of the folks that would help us, you know, kind of bring this out of the ground. Our prospective students, anybody who's interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
From any perspective, maybe you're a company owner and you're thinking, maybe I want to get involved with this and provide materials. We have various companies that are donating materials mm-hmm. for us to use simply as their way to really, you know, hold our hands with it.
Yeah,
you know?
And in the end, I think they see the benefit themselves, right? The companies are like, in the end, we're going to win.
Yes. Yes, this is really by contractors for contractors,
yeah.
if you want to know. So we've got 20 bays for golf on the bottom floor. We're going to have food available. We will have some media coverage there. Like I said, some of our civic leaders will be there. We're hoping, I'm going to name drop here, we hope that Congressman Barry Moore will be there, unless he's called to Washington for a vote.
Yeah.
I hope he actually is.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, we have such support here with the city and the county. That we just want to introduce this to everybody, on a formal basis. They'll introduce the board, and we might have a surprise MC. And so it's just a great event to kick this off.
Sounds great. Yeah, either way, if you're a prospective student or someone involved in the industry that wants to possibly get involved, Tuesday is the night for you to get down to Top Golf. 5:30 is when this all starts, and that's when people can get by. So if somebody's really interested in signing up for the class, like they want to sign up now, can they do that Tuesday, or is there a different way they need to do
that? They will be able to do it Tuesday, but we also recommend in the meantime to go to our website, gobuildmobile.org. You can see some videos there, all the information's there. You can actually sign up for one of our information sessions, and I think we actually have an information session on Monday.
Okay.
At the facility, at the academy there at Goodwill.
Remind me where that is, by the way.
You know, you asked me really quick there. I'll have to get you that address.
Yeah, we'll put it out there.
Because I always forget the address. I think it's a Gordon Smith Drive.
Gordon Smith Drive, okay.
Yeah, we'll get that address and put it out there. And I like the idea of having this at Top Golf. You ought to be able to tell who can drive a good nail. If they're hitting the ball pretty well, they ought to be able to drive a nail.
It's a good start anyway. Hey, look, we want everybody to have a great time. You know, it's going to be a very casual event. But we just... generating the excitement, it's really organically growing, and so we want to just kind of keep that momentum going. We have a lot going on with the city council here, and we're meeting with the county commissioners next week, and so now that the elections are done and people are kind of getting their footing in place, we still have a lot of work to do.
I'm sure. So South Alabama Home Building Academy, first classes start January 8th. Great opportunity Tuesday night at Top Golf if you want to learn more about it at 5:30. George Spurlock with Presley Roofing, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this.
I appreciate y'all's willingness to help us get the word out. It's made a big difference. I hear from people all the time that are saying that they heard us on the station.
Yeah, well, we're excited for you, and I think that's evident as well. I mean, we are excited about this whole thing.
Yeah, and let's keep this up. I'd love to know how this first class, as we work through 2026, how everything's going, so we'll have you back on.
Yeah, our plan is to come in as regular as I can to kind of keep you updated.
Awesome. Thank you, George. George Spurlock.